This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Always, you're invited to join us. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cronin.
And it's no surprise here that none of us are particularly big fans of the vaccine. Most of us have had COVID-19 and we pulled through it just fine. So let's get off of that subject and let's get into something else that we are actually fans of. And that would be cryptocurrency, which, as I understand it, based on what I saw at the Drudge Report today, took kind of a beating. $400 billion wiped out of the cryptocurrency market, at least temporarily. I mean,
it'll be back.
It will be back.
It's only $60,000 per Bitcoin.
Well, that's a dead as far as I can tell. $60,000. Just hold on to it for the moment, people. Don't panic sell. Because that's only down, what, like 10%? That's nothing for Bitcoin.
Yeah. It is just a little more than 10%.
It is a wild fluctuation to happen within a 24-hour period or whatever.
It's not uncommon, though.
But it's not entirely uncommon. It's usually close to like 3 to 5%. But it'll go back up.
Some would say buy the dip.
Some would say that.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest that it's probably Bitcoin is on sale for those who are interested in it. Not only is it on sale, but the price is likely to go up, I would think, as a result of this upcoming news about the AMC theaters now accepting cryptocurrency.
Yeah, it's been talked about for some number of months. Of course, AMC theaters had a tough year last year with the coronavirus crackdowns in various different cities. Los Angeles and New York are, of course, two of the biggest cities for movies, as far as people going to movies. And those cities were completely shut down. There were no options to open doors to movie theaters, and that was true in a lot of places in the United States. So their revenue just fell off a cliff last year, and a lot of people weren't even sure if they were going to be able to survive. They did. They managed to stay in business. While some theaters chains did go under within the last 18 months, AMC managed to somehow stay alive, and now they're taking on cryptocurrency. It's and when I first heard this news, I thought, well, is this too little too late? And you know what? Fact is, it's better late than never when it comes to crypto. And of course, as we would say here, it's still early as far as crypto is concerned.
It is, and it's a good time for them to be accepting cryptocurrency as forms of payment if they want to actually survive the coming inflation and thrive as a business. It kind of makes me sad, not that I can use cryptocurrency, but if there was an AMC theater here in Keene, I would go to it and use USD, obviously, because I can't use cryptocurrency, but just to show my support to them for this move.
The story here from DailyHuddle.com, movie theater giant AMC is finally accepting multiple cryptocurrencies as forms of payment after months of anticipation. AMC CEO Adam Aaron took to Twitter to announce the news. Here's what he said. Big news flash, as promised, many new ways now to pay online at AMC. We proudly now accept, drumroll please, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, and Litecoin. They're also throwing in other electronic payment measures like Apple Pay, Google Pay, and PayPal.
So when you say online, you mean
you order your tickets online.
Order a ticket and then go physically to a movie theater.
Correct. There are a lot of people who pay this way nowadays as far as, they don't want to wait in a line at the theater to buy a ticket, so they'll just buy one online and then they just, walk up to the ticket guy or whatever and then they get in.
I wonder if you could buy one in person, though, using cryptocurrency.
That would be the ticket right there.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I suspect they haven't rolled that out because that obviously adds in a lot of complications, right? Like and as we've seen here, and maybe they've tested it and that's what they found out. But as we've seen here in New Hampshire, being the crypto mecca and having a lot of local businesses accepting cryptocurrency, it can be a bit of a touchy process. You know, some wallets don't work the way you're expecting them to. Some wallets aren't even real wallets like Coinbase. And so these users have problems. They're inevitably, you know, if you take 100 new users and you try to, you know, run them through a checkout at a local merchant, probably some percentage of them is going to run into some sort of difficulty and sure. frustration. And, you know, you don't need to deal with that with some 15-year-old kid or whatever that's manning the counter there, because they always have, like, teenagers at these jobs because they don't pay diddly. You know, if you've ever known anybody that's worked at a movie theater, they pay at bottom-of-the-barrel rates for their employees. This kid doesn't, you know, even if he knows a thing or two about crypto, he doesn't want to have to deal with these problems. So
I wonder if they partner with BitPay for this, then, because BitPay is one of the more popular online payment processors for cryptocurrency.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if they did, and I'm not sure if the story does reveal that. But he also says, interestingly, they are already accounting, and he couldn't have posted this message too long after they launched this thing. He says they already account for 14% of our total online transactions.
Wow.
So that's big. Like that, to be able to just launch a new thing and have that many people try it out, that's a huge success story on its own. He also says Dogecoin next.
Oh, God. So what cryptos are they accepting?
Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin, and Ethereum, as though anyone would ever want to pay with Ethereum with the insane $25 median fee right now on the Ethereum network.
Well, the same is probably true of Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is just like the gold standard of cryptocurrency.
Yeah, but at
so
least with
can't...
Bitcoin these days, you're probably not going to pay more than like a dollar in a fee.
Really? The fees are going down that much?
Yeah, you can check the there's graphs and such out there that you can take a look at. But Ethereum's the real killer as far as fees are concerned. Obviously, Bitcoin Cash is going to be the lowest.
Oh, and Bitcoin just did their upgrade that further should reduce transaction fees, because instead of trying to broadcast the transactions from multiple wallets, like what happens often with these HD wallets like Edge or Coinami or something, every time you receive Bitcoin, it generates a new address.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to send out a payment, it has to take the cryptocurrency out of multiple addresses to include it in one transaction to get you up to the amount of Bitcoin that you're trying to send.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did something in the recent upgrade that allows that to just appear to be one wallet that is sending the Bitcoin. Hmm. So instead of paying a transaction fee for like six different wallets or seven different wallets, it just appears to be paid from one specific wallet.
I'll have to look and see if the fees have actually gone down. This went into effect over the weekend, right?
I think so.
Pretty fresh. So a little bit more here. According to the CEO at AMC, you can now purchase tickets and other AMC offerings with those cryptocurrencies. He mentions, again, Dogecoin coming soon. The news comes after months of announcements suggesting their adoption of crypto is just around the corner.
This kind of suggests that they're not using BitPay. If you think about it, because BitPay, by default, it supports Dogecoin and a bunch of other cryptocurrencies that they didn't say they were taking.
Well, it may be that they've just not decided yet to do that, but this is a good question.
I've never used BitPay, so it may be a toggle thing. Like, yes, I want to be able to accept Dogecoin.
You do. It's been a while since I've used BitPay, but I have used it in the past. In October, AMC announced that consumers could buy gift cards loaded with Doge. Then, just last week, Adam Aaron surveyed Twitter
you could buy the gift cards with Doge.
Apparently.
You could use Doge as a payment method, right?
No, it says loaded with Doge.
Okay, that's the part where I got confused. You're buying a Doge, so you're buying, that's like a hardware wallet, right?
Possibly. It's interesting. Adam surveyed at Twitter on whether or not AMC should accept fellow Doge-themed altcoin Shiba Inu. The response was resoundingly positive. So he did like one of those little Twitter polls. 81.4% said yes, Shiba Inu for sure. 6.2% said yes, the more the merrier. And then only 5.4% said no, you have enough choice. And then 7 specifically said don't take Shiba Inu. And so they're going to do that, apparently. And again, Shiba Inu is just another Ethereum token, which means you'll pay. If you want to pay for...
I thought it was like a fork of Dogecoin.
It's just a token.
Oh, it's completely useless, then.
It is very useless. However, it has become one of the top 10 cryptos as a result of... the insanity over this Doge
thing. Largely insanity driven by people on Twitter who were trying to drive up the value and stuff like that by getting companies like AMC to accept it, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of what happened with Dogecoin and Elon Musk and Twitter going crazy on it, drove it up to, I think it peaked at 60-something cents.
There's also talk about AMC might even issue its own cryptocurrency. Like, they're going possibly all in on this thing.
I'm trying to buy some tickets right now, but you know what? In accordance with CDC guidelines, masks are recommended for everyone, regardless of vaccination status. Masks are required at select theaters. So you know what?
That's probably not theaters in New Hampshire, though. That's probably...
Well, try to get to the checkout. I'll try.
603-283-6160 if you want to join us.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We'll be right back.
1-800-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian, and we're talking about cryptocurrency here. And if you still don't know anything about it, it is well past time for you to go to Bitcoin.com and learn about it. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Just take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing information, because now AMC Theaters is accepting, air quotes, Bitcoin, and we're going to talk more about that momentarily.
What a disappointment.
Yeah, this didn't turn out right.
But if you already know about cryptocurrency, head on over to news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. That's bitcoin.com and its news site, news.bitcoin.com. Now, I'm not allowed to use cryptocurrency at the moment, but I remain and will forever remain a huge cryptocurrency advocate. So when I hear something like AMC Theaters is accepting Bitcoin, that sounds wonderful. But then you look into it, Conan, and what we found was that they may or may not accept Bitcoin, but it's unclear because they're using PayPal in order to accept cryptocurrency.
Right, and what cryptos can you load on PayPal, Ian?
The four that AMC is accepting.
Exactly.
Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and Litecoin.
Did PayPal ever change it? I didn't think you could withdraw cryptocurrency from PayPal.
Last I heard, you cannot withdraw from PayPal. I don't know if they've changed that. We can look into that.
I don't think they have any... They are never going to relinquish that. This is a crypto grab on their part. And most big companies know. By the way, the Elon Musks of this world, mm-hmm. they know that there is value in this. It's gold.
They're not going to
redistribute it back into the community. They're going to hold on to it as value.
Well, look at what Cash App did. Cash App essentially did the same thing that PayPal did, except they actually allow you to withdraw your cryptocurrency.
Hmm.
So if you got to use one of these payment platforms, don't use PayPal.
Yeah, well, right off the bat, and this is why I don't do a lot of online ticket buying and whatnot, because there's always a convenience fee, and AMC is charging two stinking dollars. I mean, you would think, and by the way, our paying our water bill here in Keene, it just pisses me off. I have to go in there all the time because of a stupid convenience fee.
Yeah, because you don't have a check.
And it's like, what, does this even make sense? I am actually preventing you from having to have a teller up at the counter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no light bill. There's no vendor fee. I mean, this is so
convenient. You're saying you get the convenience fee charged by paying with a card, right?
With an e-check. I can't even plug in my routing number with my bank. They're going to charge me a convenience fee. It should be the other way around. This is AMC.
True.
They're charging $2 convenience fee. If anything, they should actually be giving me a bonus.
A discount
for buying online. What? Idiots.
This is a real disappointment, though.
What is the convenience fee for the water bill here in Keene?
It's probably like 2 or 3%.
If you use a credit card, it's 3%.
That's because they don't want to pay for the credit card fee.
Their vendors, their tellers, they don't want to fire them. It's job security.
All governments do this. If you ever want to try to pay with a card, if they even accept it, they will always upcharge you for it because they can't possibly take that 3% out of what you just normally
get them. All right, what about an
e-check? Like every other business.
What about an e-check? Totally free.
There's fees involved with that.
Yes, but it's not 3% charge.
It's definitely not.
So anyways...
They're just raping you because they can't.
I have one stinking utility bill that I can't pay online because I'm, you know how I am. I have to drive it, but I usually let, like last thing I paid, I had a year and a half's worth of water bill. They were going to disconnect me, and so I went in there and actually paid it.
Eversource charges a convenience fee for card payments, but I don't know about, like, e-checks and things like that.
All right, so correction to what this other article said about you could buy a Dogecoin-loaded gift card. I think the person who wrote it just didn't understand what's going on. And this is also interesting because the CEO of AMC Theaters back in October sent out a tweet saying, hey, Dogecoin fans, huge news. As we work to accept online crypto payments, you can now buy AMC Theaters digital gift cards up to $200 per day with Dogecoin and other cryptocurrency using a BitPay wallet. And then he links to BitPay. So they've definitely got some sort of a line, you know, they've talked, obviously with BitPay here. And
they should have just stayed with BitPay.
Right. I don't understand why they didn't just use BitPay on their website instead of PayPal, which for our listeners that don't understand what we're talking about here, PayPal is basically fake crypto.
Yes.
You go onto PayPal, and I've never done this personally, but I understand. We've read enough about it. It's actually not even available. Like, first of all, I'm prohibited from doing so by my bail conditions, which are ridiculous. But secondly, PayPal never turned it on for my account. So for whatever reason, it's just not even there.
Well, PayPal banned me for life like 2 years ago.
Yeah. So what you do is you go into the crypto section, and you tell PayPal, all right, I want to buy quote-unquote Bitcoin, and you tell them how much you want to buy, and then they give you the Bitcoin in your account. And you can then, I believe, use that Bitcoin to pay other PayPal merchants inside their little closed-loop system. But anybody who has a Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or whatever balance on PayPal, as you say, Aria, they cannot withdraw it. They can only use it within the PayPal ecosystem.
Is that true even for the merchants?
I believe that's true for everybody on PayPal, unless they've changed it since they launched it last year, and it's not even quite been a year, I think, at this point since that kicked off. And I'll double check on that, but I'm pretty sure that they haven't changed that.
So the only way, if you were to be paid in Bitcoin and you're a PayPal merchant, the only way for you to actually use that money to replenish the supplies you sold or whatever is to have PayPal cash out that cryptocurrency for you, presumably?
Yeah, so basically you hold quote-unquote Bitcoin with PayPal until you decide you want to turn it back into U.S. dollars, and then you can do that. And that's all you can do with PayPal. So they really whipped this one at AMC.
Yeah, I remember being really excited when PayPal announced that they were going to implement cryptocurrency, and then it became increasingly depressing how they chose to implement it.
Yeah, and it was big news, right? Like that PayPal has implemented this is still big news. It's just, according to the internet here, PayPal.com, their help files say you are currently not able to send crypto assets to family or friends. So apparently you can't even...
It can only be used probably for certified PayPal merchants.
And you also cannot withdraw crypto assets from your cryptocurrency's hub to an external cryptocurrency wallet.
That sets off so many flags
Hold
for
on.
Me.
You also cannot use crypto assets directly as a currency to pay for goods or services. So
what? So how does that work? If you wanted to buy a ticket from AMC using this PayPal nonsense.
Conan wouldn't log into PayPal, so that was the end of that process.
I can't say I blame him. PayPal is evil, and even if you did have, would you have been willing to send cryptocurrency to PayPal?
No.
Would you have bought their fake cryptocurrency?
No.
The reason I call it
I don't even really use them that much these days. It's just the only reason I have a PayPal account is because of eBay.
The reason I call it fake is because you can't prove it's real.
Right.
You can't actually withdraw the so-called Bitcoin. So as far as you know, they don't even have it.
Yeah, but these might as well be Lightning transactions. They're useless, and you have absolutely no way of actually controlling your crypto. Out of all of the places you can get cryptocurrency, do not get it from PayPal, and do not use PayPal for that purpose. It's the worst of all of them. It's even worse than Coinbase.
They are saying they have plans to allow withdrawals, though. That from May of this year.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Her immigration system is broken.
That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Mayorkas testifying that the Biden administration is doing what they can to handle the border crisis, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz disagrees.
Has Kamala Harris been down to see the Biden cages, this facility? Yes or no?
The vice president was at the border.
Has she been down to see this facility? I know she went to El Paso. Has she seen the Biden cages?
They are not cages.
The Texas senator also asking if President Biden has been to the border, to which Mayorkas said no. The jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse case is continuing deliberations in Kenosha, Wisconsin tonight. The judge telling the jury they can go as late as they'd like. You're listening to USA Radio News. A once-in-a-century event will be happening this Friday.
You can see the longest partial lunar eclipse in hundreds of years this week. Friday's eclipse will last 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds, marking it the longest in centuries. You can learn more at space.com. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Labor Secretary is talking about a record number of Americans quitting their jobs. That figure comes to 4.4 million in September.
Quite honestly, people are just not happy in their career where they are, and they are concerned about the coronavirus. The coronavirus has not gone away.
Marty Walsh not addressing the fact that the administration is also forcing workers at companies with over 100 employees to get a COVID jab, along with all federal employees and federal contractors. Iran is resuming nuclear equipment at an unmonitored facility. That's according to a diplomat, presenting a new challenge for the United States as it prepares for nuclear talks. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Dan Van Cody.
And we're talking about cryptocurrency here and AMC's completely botched attempt to accept cryptocurrency as payment. They decided to go through PayPal.
Well, it's not completely botched because he said that the CEO said 14% of their online sales already within days has gone to cryptocurrency. And we were reading an article from, it was apparently on PayPal's site, but it's been changed since then, the policies.
But how much of that was Doge? PayPal, you got lots
you
of
can't pay with Doge. For
yeah, but you can buy gift cards with Doge.
Right. That's not technically through AMC, it's through BitPay. It's one of those things where you just buy a bunch of different gift cards with cryptocurrencies. Yeah. There's a dozen of these services out there. But the thing I wanted to clarify was, according to the article from May of this year, where it's about how PayPal's cryptocurrency boss man is saying that they will let customers withdraw crypto at some point. Now, this was back in May, mind you, so
why is it taking so long?
I don't know. They're probably, you know, worried, very afraid of the regulators, I presume. They're, I don't know.
So you would think that would be something they would have in place before they even rolled it out, because the ability to withdraw your money is kind of important.
Yeah, it's one of those things you sort of expect from PayPal, but Yeah. Anyway, they also said that this PayPal guy also said that in March they did start to allow users to purchase things with crypto. So it's no longer that you can just buy and hold the crypto on PayPal. You can now apparently send it to merchants, which apparently is why AMC is allowing people to pay with quote-unquote cryptocurrencies through PayPal. So,
but until you can withdraw it to a wallet that you control, there's no way to know that it's actually cryptocurrency.
Correct. That said, the CEO of AMC, Adam Aron, did tell CNBC a few weeks ago that they're exploring ways to issue their own cryptocurrency. Quote, there are a lot of reasons why AMC could be a successful issuer of cryptocurrency, as well as a redeemer of cryptocurrency. That's one of a half a dozen ideas we're working on right now.
And what that's not going to make the SEC very happy.
Well, what I think's interesting about this is that AMC is an old company, right? Like, we looked at them before, back when, it was earlier this year when that whole stock craze thing was happening with GameStop. AMC was sort of like the also stock that people were also buying at the time. And they're over a 100-year-old company. Like, this is a company that has been around from the very beginning of motion pictures, basically. And yeah, they kind of botched this rollout by going with PayPal instead of BitPay or something like that, or rolling their own solution. But that said, it's still good news. It's still something that's going to get them some positive press. It's obviously getting them some revenue in cryptocurrency, so that's good for them.
It if may they actually get that cryptocurrency.
Well,
it could be that PayPal won't even allow, you know, AMC to have their cryptocurrency.
Then I hope they change real fast and move to another option like BitPay, who's been in the field for now a decade as far as helping companies accept crypto payments, big companies like AMC. But it's still good because it shows that an old dog can learn a new trick, basically. Like, this dinosaur of a corporation that, you know, like almost died last year due to all the COVID restrictions, came out of this thing looking pretty good and looking at new ideas that a lot of companies won't even consider. Major corporations, you know, the size of AMC Theaters, have not touched cryptocurrency for the most part. This has got to be one of the biggest, if not, you know, one of the top five corporations as far as, you know, as far as their actual business size, their market cap or whatever, that has embraced cryptocurrency. I mean, this is pretty big.
That's a good point. I would like to see Walmart doing it next. I think
that'd
Walmart accepting cryptocurrency would be a terrific milestone for people.
And they should launch their own coin.
Walmart should.
Yeah, they should. Walmart for years has been interested in running its own bank.
Really?
Because if you think about it, yeah, it's been years since I saw this story about Walmart. They've been trying and they've been getting denied, like, to run their own bank. And if you look at what the services they offer services towards the poorest of the poor, right? Like,
yeah.
You can go into Walmart and you can send Walmart MoneyGram or whatever they call it. They got, like, Walmart to Walmart, I think is what it's called. Now, it's actually run by a different company, but it's got their branding on it. And you can send this thing for, like, cheap compared to, say, Western Union or whatever. You can order a money order in most Walmarts for less than a dollar, like 49 cents. Some of them even do it free, from what I understand, in some areas, just to get people in the door, just to get them shopping. So they provide people with financial services, as much of them as they can right now. And you've seen Walmarts, some of them have banks, like the Super Walmarts.
Yeah.
They have local banks or credit unions or whatever located in the Walmart. That's not because, like, they want to do that. That's because they want people to have banking services, but they themselves have not been authorized to do it.
Hmm.
You know, one of the things they could do if they ran their own bank would be cut themselves a break on credit card fees.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about the amount of money that Walmart pays in credit card fees, you know, 2-3% or whatever. I mean, they probably get a break because of the volume, so maybe they're paying 2% instead of 3, like, you know, most businesses. But if they ran their own bank, they could do it for way less. And that's one of the things the banks don't want. And so, essentially, the banks are standing in the way of Walmart becoming their own bank. Now, this was, again, it's been years since I've read the story about this, but, you know, nothing's changed because Walmart hasn't launched their own bank, and you know they want to. So,
well, if they
launch their own crypto, the bankers can't stop them from doing that.
Well, whether they launch their own crypto or not, if they just accept cryptocurrency, then they're no longer paying the credit card processing fees of those
right
transactions. Instead, the end user is. the customer is.
The problem, of course, with, as we mentioned before, accepting cryptocurrencies is it's still so new, it's a bumpy road. And that may be one reason why AMC went with PayPal, because there's really no way you can screw that up, right? Like, you're within the PayPal ecosystem, you're either using them or you're not, you can't do anything from outside wallets, so the chances that somebody is going to have a failure with PayPal's crypto system is near to zero, because there's no outside interaction from anything. Maybe that's why they went that way instead of using BitPay. And even BitPay changed the game a few years ago, and they introduced their own protocol, basically, for accepting payments. And so you can't use BitPay with some wallets as well, just like with our friends over at AnyPay, where there's just some wallets that will not work. And that's because they wanted to reduce the amount of issues that customers were having, because every customer that has an issue is a bad customer experience, and businesses don't want that.
I mean, luckily, the more popular wallets like Edge and Coinami, well, I don't know if Coinami actually ever got around to supporting the AnyPay protocol.
I have not heard.
But the ones popular here in New Hampshire certainly got around to it, but that's because Edge is open source. I think Exodus, I don't think they're open source, but they added it.
Did they?
I thought so.
I never heard about that. Last I heard, Exodus would not add it. In fact, I think I saw AnyPay give them a hard time for it within the last few months on Twitter.
Okay, I could be mistaken then.
Yeah, I don't think they
I know one of the developers for Exodus, so maybe I'll ask him and see what he can do about it. It doesn't seem like it would be that hard to implement. I mean, someone did it on the Edge network for relatively low cost, I think.
That's true, but we had to fund it.
Yeah. But it was worth it because so many people here use...
And Edge integrated it, so...
Yeah. So many people here use the Edge wallet. But that's a lot better than PayPal. I mean, even if you got to jump through hoops to use the payment method, or even if you just have to scan a QR code directly or something like that, anything is better than PayPal. Until they allow you to withdraw your cryptocurrency from their ecosystem, you have no way of knowing whether or not it's actually cryptocurrency. And it's certainly not your cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
not
certainly
your keys, not your coins.
Yeah, and that's most flagrantly true there on PayPal, where you can't withdraw it. Probably don't even have a private key to invoke somewhere down the line. But that's not all that's going on with cryptocurrency. We've talked about Miami Coin here on the show a few times. I wasn't on any of those episodes, so I'm not entirely sure what Miami Coin is, other than that it's a cryptocurrency seemingly launched by the city of Miami.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Stop.
Rick! Nope. And the new NYC coin that just launched last week was not launched by New York City. We can talk more about that coming up.
So these are just Ethereum. So
no, not Ethereum either.
They're not. I've got to know more about what these things are. If Miami coin wasn't made by the city of Miami and New York City coin wasn't made by the city of New York, I'm curious what's going on. 603-283-6160, though, if you want to change the subject or talk about cryptocurrency, you're welcome to do that. 603-283-6160.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria, Ian, and Conan, and you're invited to join us at 603-283-6160. Talking about cryptocurrency here, and it's important to keep in mind, if it's not your keys, it's not your crypto. And PayPal is just one of the worst examples of that, but how do you keep your keys safe if you have your own cryptocurrency? You know, that's a question a lot of people ask. Yep. Phones can be hacked, devices can be hacked, computers can be hacked, or, you know, you can just run into unfortunate circumstances. Well, there are solutions for this called hardware wallets. And the BitBox is a 100% open source hardware wallet, which means you don't have to trust the company that makes it, that it's totally secure. They're not hiding any back doors or anything like that, because people can actually look through the code and verify themselves that it's legit. And that's why we're giving one away here on Free Talk Live. All you have to do is subscribe to our Odyssey channel, which you can find at video.freetalklive.com. Take a screenshot of that and send it to me on our social media server at social.freetalklive.com.
I've already had a number of people doing this.
One person sent a screenshot of them subscribing to Patreon, and I'm torn about whether or not I want to allow that.
Didn't follow the instructions.
Yeah, so I don't know.
We could do that next. We've got a couple more to give away, right?
Excellent. Yeah. So, yeah, good call. That's video.freetalklive.com. That's where you need to subscribe to. That's free. You don't have to pay anything like you do with Patreon. Just go there, subscribe to our channel, take a screenshot, and then send it to me at social.freetalklive.com. And we'll be giving away one of these on an upcoming episode of Freer Talk Live. But if you don't want to wait, you can just buy one. Head on over to box.freetalklive.com and use code FTL to get a 5% discount, because these things are fairly expensive, and 5% off is always nice. That's box.freetalklive.com,
and code FTL.
I wouldn't say they're fairly expensive. They're in line with
it's a solid investment. It's a very nice.
Well, I mean, you got to take your money seriously, right? Yeah. And you want to have the highest level of security. You want to get a hardware wallet, and you got to pay a little bit for it. But it ain't going to break the bank on a lot of people.
The only thing I've never been too clear on is what the advantages of a hardware wallet versus, like, a paper wallet.
Paper wallets are also a solid way to store things. Of course, hardware wallets have security, and paper wallets have none. So that would be one of them.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So before we got interrupted, we were talking about Miami Coin and New York City Coin, and evidently Miami Coin is not created by the city of Miami.
No. God, no. I mean, you knew you can't have a city create a cryptocurrency. They're going to totally botch it up. I mean, governments can't do anything.
Well, I was sure they were going to screw it up.
Yeah.
But I wasn't surprised that I thought they were going to attempt it. I mean, other countries are attempting it to an extent.
Are they, though? I think other countries are trying to do a CBDC, which is a central bank digital currency. It's not the exact same thing at all.
No, this would be on a smaller scale, but it would essentially be the central digital bank currency of the city of Miami, right?
Well, they don't have a central bank in Miami. This is a cryptocurrency. So, City Coins is the organization. I don't know if they're a company, but they're an organization that's doing this. Their website, citycoins.co. Just to bring you up to speed, Aria, on this, we did discuss this on a recent episode, but for listeners that are unfamiliar, they are basing this on some sort of protocol called Stax, STX, which I don't know a whole lot about, but apparently Stax somehow enables smart contracts and apps on the Bitcoin blockchain. So I don't know how they do it, but that's what they claim. And so this is being done essentially as a rider on top of Bitcoin's blockchain somehow.
I didn't know this was possible. One of the other things that Bitcoin did with their upgrade this weekend was add in the ability to have smart contracts, I thought.
Oh, interesting.
So I didn't think they existed prior to this weekend.
Apparently they did through the Stax token. So what happens is City Coins are mined by forwarding the STX token to the Citycoin smart contract on the Stax protocol, and then the miners get rewarded in Citycoins. They get 70%, the miners do. 30% of the Citycoins get sent to a wallet that is reserved for each city, and the mayor of the city may elect at any time to accept that reserved wallet and then access that for the treasury or for the treasury by the city, essentially. So it is an option for these cities to participate in this. If the city...
Does Keene have one of these?
Nope, there's only two so far. There's Miami, which launched earlier this year. I think it was in the summertime. And then New York City Coin just kicked off literally within the last week.
But no one from the city has to be involved in the creation of this, right?
They are not, in fact, involved in the creation of this.
You just have to have a demand for it.
And apparently there is. There's apparently been quite a bit of demand for the Miami coin. And as a result, the news here is from the AP. This came out a few days ago. Miami's mayor says he plans to distribute the proceeds from the city's cryptocurrency to residents. But I got to say, I'm surprised because I've been saying on the air when we've talked about these city coins, like, oh, yeah, the cities are just going to take this extra revenue and they're just going to spend it. They're not going to lower property taxes or whatever.
Right.
Like, I could actually get behind something like this if a city actually said, all right, well, for every dollar that, you know, we get in on this cryptocurrency's worth of, you know, crypto, we're going to lower property taxes or something, right? That would be pretty cool. That would actually be pretty innovative. And I gotta say, I did not expect Mayor Francis Suarez to say Thursday during an interview with a cryptocurrency news site that he's planning to convert the millions of dollars in proceeds so far.
So Miami Coin's doing fairly well.
That Miami Coin has created into a Bitcoin dividend. Quote, we're going to be the first city in America to give a Bitcoin yield as a dividend directly to its residents, he said in an interview with Coindesk.com. Further, he said, we're going to create digital wallets for our residents, and we're going to give them Bitcoin directly from the yield of Miami Coin. Unquote.
So they're going to sell the Miami Coin and use it to buy Bitcoin and then create wallet addresses for all of the residents of Miami?
It sounds like a bureaucratic nightmare.
It does sound like it won't be very effective.
Yeah, I mean, given that bureaucrats suck at everything they do, this is probably going to, they're probably going to botch this up somehow. I mean, this is a huge procedure, right? Like to register every citizen.
I don't think so. I think they just convert it to USD and just send everyone a check.
But that's not what they're saying.
Not what
they're
he said. I mean, obviously politicians lie, but he says we are going to give them Bitcoin directly. Among questions that still need to be answered, according to the mayor. And by the way, this mayor is one of these like Bitcoin guys, right? Like okay. He's all into Bitcoin. He's into like getting paid in Bitcoin. He wanted the Bitcoin conference to be held in Miami, and they did. They held it down there. But anyway. So whether the dividends will go to taxpayers, residents, people who vote in the city, or those who have Miami addresses, good questions. Promotion of tech and cryptocurrency in Miami has boosted Suarez's national profile, according to the Miami Herald. And Miami Coin actually started in August, so it hasn't even been around for 4 months at this point.
Well, hopefully people who have Bitcoin addresses already can just send in a form with their Bitcoin address on it and get their cryptocurrency that way. Because even though this guy's a cryptocurrency advocate, I just find it hard to believe that any government employee would actually be willing to turn over cryptocurrency to an individual the public. Yeah,
it's shocking. That's why I say I can't believe I'm seeing this particular article. And maybe the plans will change once they realize what a bureaucratic mess this whole thing is going to be. It would be a lot easier to just take the revenue from whatever, like millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin, and just deduct that from the city budget, right? Like, and lower people's taxes. That would be a simpler process.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
But this puts money directly into the heads of the people, and good money at that.
Yeah, it does.
However, I have to think that, you know, selling that amount of Miami coin is probably going to decimate the value of Miami coin.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how all that works. I presume it's not really clear exactly how the cities collect on this. Do they actually get Bitcoin? Do they get STX? Do they get Miami coin? It's not real clear what the city walks away from when the city says, yes, I want that 30%, what are they actually getting out of that? It does say 30% of the STX is sent to a wallet, so presumably they're actually getting STX, not Miami coin. All of the interactions between these three different cryptos is very confusing, but according to CoinGecko.com, the Miami coin, last time I looked, was like 2 cents or something. I'll give you an updated price.
I mean, there are worse valued cryptocurrencies out there.
2.25 cents per Miami coin.
Not terrible. I mean, if the city of Miami can pull this off and actually have a Bitcoin address for every single resident of the city of Miami, whatever they use to define resident, maybe it's just having an address or, you know, whatever, voting within Miami. I don't know how they'll do it, but if they figure out a way to do that and actually create a Bitcoin address for all of these people and give them some amount of Bitcoin, I will be tremendously impressed, because El Salvador recently attempted something similar with the Lightning Network.
And it was a mess.
And it was a complete fiasco. Yeah. I don't know what the status is of that lately, but the last I heard, it wasn't going well.
Plus, if it's millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin and you divvy that up amongst, I don't know, what, a couple million people in Miami, that's not going to be a whole lot of Bitcoin. It's going to get eaten up by fees.
Sadly, that is the case.
We'll see.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.